Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, your phone calls are coming up right now. Then Paul Watson with big breaking news considering Bill Maher just making disgusting statements, and it just shows who these people really are. I mean, it's I've been around these type of people. All they talk about is how scummy humanity is and how they want to kill people. This is some pretty shocking stuff. It'll be hailed by the sickos out there. We're going to be playing that in 30 minutes. You've got Turkey being hell-bent on provoking war in the Middle East. Russia says Turkey risks lives of passengers forcing down an airliner. They're really trying to start a provocation right now. That's big, big economic news. And your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Guys, is there a way to shrink that down where it doesn't cut off the... there's got to be a way to put the headlines up, or we just... or it's okay... or we can figure out some new computer program where it's not always just crammed up there. There's got to be a way to shrink it down. Or maybe it's on this monitor. It's always cutting off the headlines. You know, I just want people to be able to clearly read it. Go ahead and throw that up. Good job putting that up there. Yeah, there you go. That looks good like that. Let's try that up there on screen. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for right there. Again, I just direct live on air. I'm sorry, I'm a director. The crew is just doing a fabulous job. We just continue to up the quality of the radio show that was kind of a fly-on-the-wall type TV show, but now we're adding a lot of things to it, including the great soundproofing we've added in here. Fabulous job, gentlemen. Okay, you know what? The interest of all these callers, Jake, Neville, Kyle, Julio, and many others that are holding, we'll go to break here and come right back with you. And then here it is that I mentioned at the end of the last hour. You can go to the U.S. code at thomas.loc.gov or GovTrack. A lot of other sites, government sites have it. And it's a U.S. code, Title 50, Section 1528, Paragraph B. And I've got the breakdown there where it, you know, it says there's prohibitions on secret testing. You've got to get authorization, especially on chemical, biological, or radiological. But it says in Section C, exemptions, any peaceful purpose, and they say, well, it's for peace to kill somebody, that is related to medical, therapeutic, or pharmacological, agricultural, industrial, or research activity, any purpose that is directly related to the protection against toxic chemicals, so they got to kill people to know what the chemicals do, or biological weapons and agents, or any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control, including if you get into this lethal munitions. So you might want to actually go check that out for yourself. That's how the system is doing stuff like this. And I tell you, every time I mention this fool's comment, they send emails to the office I'm showing going, this is a prohibition on it. Well, yeah, it's lawyer speak. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 1520 starts out in Chapter 32, Biological Warfare Program, Section 1520. And it's got prohibitions. And it says you can't do it for any reason unless we say so. It's like the U.N. and its Charter of Rights, Declaration of Human Rights, has 30 points ratified and signed on by all the nations. And up till 29, I mean, it's got rights that the communists promised. You know, North Korea, they promised free houses, cars, health care, total rights, liberties, due process, juries. You just don't get them. The Russians had that, too. The communist Chinese do, too. They just don't follow it. But in 29, it says, unless any of these rights get in the way of the UN agenda, to paraphrase it, and then you have none. So, I mean, it's fine print, folks. It's like, yeah, you get this card, no money down, and no payments for 6 months. But then you read the fine print, except for $5,000 down, but that's not counted as down. That's a security deposit. And, well, there is a payment, but it's not called a payment. Yeah, I mean, it's all just games. And then they sit here and just have this flim-flam argument with you all day, and I'm not going to be part of it anymore. You're run by a bunch of lunatics. Who, again, are like cancer. They think as they can take over the superior. No. No, you're the plague. You're the death. You're the curse. You're the problem. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are taking your calls here in this hour. Paul Watson's going to be joining us in about 25 minutes from InfoWars.com, one of our great reporters and one of the hosts of the nightly news, weeknights at 7, going over just the disgusting comments of Bill Maher that we discovered that have gotten no attention. He made these comments publicly, but it just goes the whole culture of death, eugenics, anti-human, and what establishment liberals really are. They are not liberals. They are very, very monstrous people. And that doesn't mean establishment Republicans are good either. But, I mean, the Democratic leadership, the books they write, the statements they make, they are cold-blooded. And they are not the liberals they claim they are. So that is coming up. Also, the big news, Turkey is hell-bent on provoking war in the Middle East. Paul Joseph Watson breaks that down. Jerusalem Post, Russia says Turkey risk lives of passengers forcing down a Syrian aircraft from Russia bound for Syria, a passenger plane with families on board. It's being reported by the Financial Times, you name it. They came on board when they F-16s forced it down and beat people up on the plane, including Syrian citizens. This was families. This is meant as a provocation. They've already got Al-Qaeda pouring in and shooting a few mortars back at Turkey to then blame on them false flags. I mean, this is just horrible. And our troops under NATO are now fighting Russians. That's in the news, confirmed in a proxy war in Syria that's been started by the West, and is in, and the West is allied with Al-Qaeda on this. I mean, unprecedented. Because, you know, in the Cold War, they used them against the Serbs, they used them against the Russians, they used them again after the Cold War in the late 90s. As a pretext to have NATO bomb Belgrade and other areas of Serbia, very immoral as well. I'm not taking sides from the Muslims and the Serbs, but it was the Al-Qaeda groups in Kosovo attacking Serbs and doing things, and the Serbs responded, and it was a religious war, kind of like the Crusades versus the different jihads that have gone on, understanding history. But I mean, now this is unprecedented because it's totally starting it with our troops side by side with Al-Qaeda. And you could say Taliban all day in the 80s. This is Al-Qaeda, and it's on the news. Just amazing. Russia intervenes over Syrian airliner. Russia is demanding an explanation from Turkey over its detention on Wednesday of the Syrian civilian airplane en route from Moscow to Damascus with Russian citizens on board. Turkey said its F-16 fighter jets had made the aircraft break its journey from Moscow to Damascus and land at the Anakar airport on suspicion that it was transporting weapons from Russia to Assad regime. Well, I mean, the West is pouring weapons in. Reuters reported on Thursday that the aircraft and its passengers had been allowed to continue their flight on parts of the cargo had been seized. Folks, this has happened where Russian ships in the Atlantic coming down to get in the Med are being grabbed by British warships. And they haven't, last time I checked, found any ammo or missiles or anything. But, I mean, that's their ally. I mean, again, Russia is defending Syria from Al-Qaeda attack. And there are Russians there. Russian generals been confirmed killed in the fighting. I mean, this is big. I'm going to say this again. Our government with NATO is allied with Al-Qaeda in a proxy war with Russia right now. And the rhetoric out of China is prepare for nuclear war. I mean, we've never heard that other presidents and top generals and admirals. I mean, this is crazy. Right as the world markets melt down, this is when they start world wars. I mean, I don't have words to describe how much danger we're all in. And the fact that you can say the U.S. has done bad things in history, but few times have we absolutely not had the moral high ground at any level. This is shameful. I am ashamed right now. And I'm quite frankly freaked out because if they think the public's so dumb that our government can run Al-Qaeda while simultaneously saying we've got to attack Iran, Hillary said last week they're Al-Qaeda. I mean, it is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you know, Woody Woodpecker. I mean, it is outrageously bad. What is going on? And I just don't even know what to say anymore. It is above my pay grade. And I mean, by that, I'm a smart guy. I study geopolitical systems. And it's just so wild that, well, I know why they're doing it, then I'll go to your phone calls. It is total global chaos, in their words, not mine, to bring in world government. Herman Von Rompuy, they've all said it. The financial crisis, the military crisis, the flu crisis. The collapse of Mexico, the SPP documents said, what, 6-7 years ago, it's in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They said we're going to use flu crises, the collapse of Mexico, that hadn't even happened yet. We're going to use all these crises to bring in our world government. And they said we've got to do it by stealth. And Judicial Watch had to sue to get those documents. This is the heads of major corporations with the heads of the U.S., Canadian, and Mexican government, all there telling the governments what to do in government councils. I mean, that's it. The feds have federalized our police by and large. The feds are federalizing the cities. Every town we go to around Austin, we've sent reporters out. We've got more reports coming up tomorrow. It's Agenda 21, and they've got the mayors. They've got everybody. They're funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. They've got the city planners. They're all there just taking everything over. I mean, it's amazing to watch this happening. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Jake in Mississippi. Jake, thank you for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, look, I got some questions about GMOs. If a cattle farmer is using chicken litter, chicken fertilizer, to fertilize the hay seed and then cuts the hay or, you know, fertilizes the grass with it, is the grass and hay then contaminated with GMOs?
I would say to somewhat of an extent, but the world, according to a lot of the scientists and papers I've read, has such an amazing buffer that even if chickens themselves are being fed a bunch of GMO and pesticides in it and antibiotics and growth hormone, the liver is so amazing. That's why they have big swollen disease livers that it will hold most of it. You definitely don't want to be eating GMO chicken livers or beef liver for that matter or anything. Because you know, that's kind of like if you've got dirty oil, you don't want to, you know, drink out of the oil filter. It's going to be really dirty. So, I mean, that's kind of a layman's way of putting it. But, again, a little bit of GMO is bad, but people have been shown to be able to handle it. They're trying to come out with every major food crop to be GMO. Already over 90% of the corn, soybeans, canola is GMO in this country. And so it's in the fillers, and it's hard to get around. Now they're coming out with hundreds and hundreds of major staple plants. From cabbages to rutabaga to tomatoes to potatoes to just everything GMO. And they're chemtrailing with the aluminum dioxide that makes it to where now they're coming out with GMO plants that can grow in aluminum soil. I mean, they've got a plan. It is. Well, we're living in a science fiction movie, so I don't know what else I can say.
Okay. One other thing, Alex. Did you know that they're building some of these drones down in Moss Point, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast at Northrop Grumman?
Yes, I did know Northrop Grumman's one of the SCIC and others are some of the biggest makers of the drones.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to shoot that to you, man, in case you didn't know about it. There's a lot of people around my neck of the woods that have no idea, and they're astonished when they learn that fact.
Well, the issue is they've got $8,000 drones that you can mount weapons on that you and I can buy. And you can program it to go out on a mission up to 5 miles and come back and do everything you want, or you can program it on a basic mission and it's somewhat autonomous for $8,000. Now, can you imagine what the Pentagon's got? Everything you see is third or fourth generation drone. I'm told they're up to like 10th, 12th generation space planes, you name it. I mean, that's why they're so arrogant. They've got bioweapons that are 100% kill rates. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like Atlantis. I mean, I don't know if Atlantis was real or not, but we know there's been a lot of civilizations destroyed by volcanic activity, meteorites, things like that. We don't know our real history. And, you know, the globalists, they say they want a world government to try to stop this out-of-control development, but it's the opposite. They're freezing our development while going hog wild in a race with each other to get life extension, and I see a lot of arrogant statements out of them in their own policy reports, not just Ray Kurzweil and others, and they're really just crazy people. I mean, you know, like they were able to take over because they are so wild and are so daring, but at the same time, they're very dangerous to themselves. I just, look, I mean, you know, you've seen what elites have done in our history. They always go crazy. Anything else?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're going to go to break here in a minute and a half, but let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Kyle in Iowa. You're on the air from Iowa.
Hello, Alex. It's been a little while since I called in. I got two ideas that I kind of codified. I just want to say this first. I'm in sales currently, and one important thing in sales is to, when you're going to give a pitch on something, you got to give a quick, concise pitch and not talk too much. With the elections coming up and with a lot of people that understand the Fed, but maybe don't have a good way to explain it. I've got something for that, and then I've got an idea for you for something you could maybe sell, like bumper stickers and T-shirts. I'll start with the other idea first.
Okay, yeah, give us the bumper stickers, and I'll hold you over with the big idea.
Okay. So with the bumper stickers, you know how you had the 9/11 was an inside job, and you have the T-shirts that said that? Why not say the economic collapse is an inside job and get that out there before...
No, pure genius. Pure genius. We need a headline saying that. I should tweet that. In fact, I'm going to tweet that right now. Real Alex Jones, people, please retweet it. The economic collapse is an inside job. Stay there. I want to hear your ideas. We should have whole shows about how to market liberty. I mean, the system acts like marketing, period, is evil. No, marketing that is deceptive or to sell people tyranny is bad. I mean, I believe the best marketing is just telling the truth. Truth sells. And it creates a good world. I just want to live in a good world. I just want freedom. I want to be healthy. I want my kids to be healthy. I just want to have a future. We'll be right back.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. give us your other big idea. Yeah, the financial collapse is an inside job. Great idea. What was your point about exposing the private Federal Reserve?
All right, Jones. Okay. This is I kind of boil this down into just a quick, concise idea so that way people can get it, because I've probably been awake since around 2007, and it took me a while to totally wrap my head around it, and now it's really simple, actually. And this is how I break it down to people. And like, a lot of people are like, oh, okay, even people that are awake kind of like get that like look on their face like, oh, why didn't I think of that before? But okay, so this is how I explain it to people. The Federal Reserve System is like a mandatory MasterCard on the entire economy with no grace period whatsoever and no benefits. Your income tax is the minimum monthly payment, and the only way you get paid is by taking out a cash advance. All right? What do people do if they're in debt? They cut up the credit card. End of story. Sorry, I'm a little fired up right now.
No, I hear you. I absolutely hear what you're saying, my friend.
So, but I think for the people that are awake, take that and run with it, because we don't have a whole lot of time left. Just get it done, people.
We have to identify who's been engineering these problems, because it's not going to get better when the people that engineered it are in control, and the private Federal Reserve is the enemy, is the group perching on top of this country. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hi, Alex. First off, I'm an evil person right now. I'm drinking a superfood, organic superfood mixed with organic bananas, organic 2% milk, organic blueberries. And I'm a sick person because I actually care about my health. So let me take a sip really quick, Alex. A taste of freedom. Hello.
Absolutely, bro. Sounds like you're pretty evil. Go ahead.
I am evil. You had a caller or two callers before me talk about GMOs, and I'm hopeful within the next few weeks to head out to a Midwestern state to expose a openly admitted weather modification project going on. And it's astonishing. We really need to focus on who these people are that are conducting weather modification, who the people are controlling the money in terms of GMOs, drought-resistant seeds. I've done research where they admit it's a $12 million seed market. So companies like Pioneer, Cargill, Monsanto, and so forth in the Midwest are going to make a ton of money, and they are openly now in mainstream media and business articles throughout the country are admitting to drought-resistant seeds as the solution to the recent drought. But I have information where they're causing the drought because of weather modification. And it's astonishing to see this take place. It's astonishing that you have admissions that GMOs cause tumors and causes cancers and causes different diseases, while at the same time you have these companies donating millions of dollars, Nestle, Pepsi, Coke, and so forth, are donating millions of dollars to block the labeling of you know, if a product's GMO or not. And it's really disturbing that a state is openly admitting to suppressing rain, suppressing storms, suppressing nature.
Oh, last time I checked, there are over 100 weather modification companies in the U.S. and Canada. And I was having Ben Livingston on 5-6 years ago, the father of weather weapons. He was very old then, but still very sharp, captain, I guess colonel later. And he was the guy flying into typhoons at the end of World War II, the first guy to fly into typhoons and hurricanes. And he was the guy leading squadrons in to create floods, again, the Ho Chi Minh Trail. After that, he classified it. After we talked to him, he was on TV and stuff. But later, he wouldn't come back on the show because of, I'm not going to get into it, phone calls and stuff they got. But he was the head meteorologist at a big company that's doing weather modification. And it's one thing if there's a total drought, you know, and you lease aircraft to go up and spray and make it rain on your area. But the issue is there's government-funded groups and contractors that are obviously doing things that we've had weathermen and women, meteorologists on, that is designed. I've got clips of people on the news saying whatever they're doing is blocking the water. And they send up aircraft to knock out storms, to knock out water. And there's even treaties on weather weapons. I mean, this is going on over in Dubai. They're making the desert green with it. The Chinese use it. But then our media is like, no, it doesn't exist. Even when the White House science czar in his first speech admitted that it's going on. So it's incredible. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us straight ahead with a special report.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. A new article just went live at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The article is up there right now. You need to hit refresh because it just went up literally 2 minutes ago. Bill Maher, we need to promote death, is the headline. That's a quote. The planet is too crowded. Let's kill the right people. And this is Bill Maher. During a recent appearance on the Star Talk radio show, real-time host Bill Maher expressed his desire to see more people killed via abortion, suicides, and death penalty because the planet is too crowded and we need to promote death. This is a host of an HBO television show, as you know, and who's always there lecturing us about how he's high and mighty. We have a clip of that in a moment. Asked by the host Neil deGrasse Tyson what he thought about the death penalty and abortion, Maher reaffirmed his support of both, remarking the Pope is consistently pro-life. I am consistently pro-death. Expressing how he was pro-death penalty, Bill Maher said, my motto is, let's kill the right people. I am pro-choice. I am for assisted suicide. I am for regular suicide. I am for whatever gets the freeway moving. That's what I'm for. Well, you have a freeway because of a large population is able to build that, idiot, said Marr, adding, it's too crowded, the planet's too crowded, and we need to promote death. Now, you saw the big bioethics publication come out 6 months ago, and Paul Watson found it and made it a big national news story, drugreport.com, others linked to it, thank God, and it got out. And at first, the media said, this must not be true. And the commenters couldn't believe it. And they went and read it. It's like, wow, it is true. It's not just Peter Singer at Princeton. It's the main bioethics groups. Listen, Dr. Pianca at UT in the biology department 6 years ago, it's an Endgame, my film, he said, well, I can't wait for airborne Ebola to be released. It's going to kill 90%. Me and my family are ready to die. You know, it's a good thing. FBI even went and visited him after I covered it. He went to the Texas Academy of Sciences. He's gotten awards in Europe, too. And there was a 3-minute standing ovation. I had the reporters on with crying by Texas scientists, the top scientist, when he projected a huge wall of red skulls saying, you know, mass death is coming. This is a death cult. And it sounds crazy because they are crazy. See, I'm not crazy for covering them. I sound crazy covering them. I get that. I mean, if I gave you Roman history of Caligula and Nero, or if I read Aztec rituals on air, I'd say, that's a crazy show. No, Aztec rituals are crazy. As you print me an encyclopedia list of Aztec rituals, so they'll hear it for themselves. You know, sexual mutilation, taking a big cord through your tongue with obsidian glass and slicing your tongue open, chopping your children's hearts out, eating them. I mean, that's crazy. I'm not for that. I'm against it. And these guys are into death, and this happens in a decadent cycle. Camille Paglia has written about it. Many others have written about it. It's happened throughout history. We're entering a very, very decadent phase right now. And we're in trouble, okay? Because every culture gets these crazies in charge. And for someone that's nothing but materialistic and decadent, they start hating everyone. Because they really hate themselves. They're projecting it to simplify it. And they want death. And this article is very important to get out to people. And I'm going to have Watson, who's just doing a great job, add some context, Paul. I know you rushed this out where, you know, your article about, hey, let's kill the babies up to age 3. They're now saying, let's kill the old people. See, first it's, oh, die with dignity. Then it's, we're going to kill you. Oh, and oh, yeah, there is death panels. You don't need that surgery. You know, you're old. You don't need, you know, new retinas. You don't need new lenses. You don't need a new knee. See, when you lower quality and then say society has a set sum, civilization collapses. When you demand quality, demand somebody pick up your trash at McDonald's, now there's more jobs, now there's more quality, now they've got to compete. It's like a reef system where the more industry, the more business, the more ideas, the better there are jobs. The globalist shell shutting things down and taking from somebody will give you a job. Raising taxes will give you a more welfare. No, it will reduce the tax base. But they know this. They want to make you poor. This is a death culture. And there's hundreds of examples of this. I can play Fox News clips saying too many kids is what's making the planet worse. Really? The actuaries are about 8.5 billion people by 2025, and then it drops dramatically down to about 3 billion if the trend follows the computer models by, 2030 or so. You can pull these numbers up. They vary. 2130. So that's the type of stuff we've got going on here. And I've gone over the actuaries. I've played some of the educational actuaries here on air that shows the numbers. In fact, Paul, why don't you add that to your article? That population study group, you know, that has all the little black and white graphics showing the actual numbers of where Europe's 1.3 replacement rate, some countries even 1.2, Japan's 1.2, 1.3, depending on which year you look at. The U.S. is 1.5, but we have a huge immigrant influx, so the population grows slowly. It's now at 312 million. So the world's 7 billion, 100 million or so. And it's going to hit about 8.5 billion and then start going down. You need to now keep it at that level at least, or there won't be two people to take care of two people. There won't be two people to pay taxes for the two people that are retired. See, so they get you in a nanny state, they get you dependent, then they start cutting the resources off, and then you fight even more for big government, thinking bigger government will give you the resources. See, that's the trap. But you don't have to be a dumb animal. You can take control of these manipulations and be conscious of it and then get into a war game level like the globalists are and then see their whole plan. And let me tell you, when you see it, you know how crazy it is. show. This is a very important story. Let's play the clip and then go to Paul Watson. He's joining us on Skype. Here is Bill Maher on Star Talk Radio Show, and this has gotten no attention. Paul discovered this. It's breaking now. And I think this is a big national story because it just shows these are not liberals. Like Margaret Sanger said in her letter to foundations to get money from Rockefeller, she said, we got to kill the black weeds. To do it, we got to pose as liberals. We got to hire blacks. We got to get abortion going. And she's hailed as a liberal. And even though Hitler worshipped the woman and she worshipped him on record. They call Dr. Watson, you know, that discovered DNA, a big liberal. I mean, he gets Nobel Prizes, and he says blacks aren't humans. And neither are you, by the way, only he, the super racist. You know, these people are dangerous, folks, and they're not liberals. That's their camouflage. They're dangerous. Here's Bill Maher, very sick.
You support the death penalty, according to my note. Isn't it largely Republican?
I don't. Yeah.
You might not have birthed the idea,
I have a lot of ideas that you might consider conservative. But I feel like on that, I'm just consistent, like the Pope is consistent. The Pope is consistently pro-life. I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for the death penalty, although I do believe in more DNA testing. My motto is, let's kill the right people. I'm pro-choice. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving. That's what I'm for.
All right, wait.
It's too crowded.
So
the planet is too crowded, and we need to promote death.
When I look at the Venn diagram of people who are pro-death penalty and pro-choice, I don't think they intersect. You may be the lone person in the world at that intersection.
Absolutely not. I've met plenty of people who have the same feelings.
Pro-choice and...
Yeah, I'm not randomly going around in the street saying, hey, we're going to kill you. I mean, we're talking about people who've earned it. But as I say, you know...
Kill the right people.
Kill the right people. But I'm just not one of those people who thinks all life is precious, you know? I bet you a lot of people wouldn't say that, but if you're pro-choice... Maybe that's really what you're thinking anyway. I mean, this is the big controversy that Rick Santorum brought up. He does not like prenatal testing because he says that leads to abortion because people find out that they're going to have a child who is not normal in some way and they have an abortion because they don't want to raise a child with severe challenges. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Not bring someone in the world whose life is going to be...
And it goes on and on. The video's up at InfoWars. .com and PrisonPlanet.com and Paul Watson's report. His Skype's having problems, but he's about to join us here in a moment. This is eugenics, because then it's like, well, you might have a predisposition for cancer or a predisposition for aggression to authority that they call mental illness, which they're now saying. See, once they pretty much sterilize us, you've got to go in and then have the designer baby because they can now create the artificial egg, but then they design. And just like they add backdoor stuff into your cell phone to track you, and just like DARPA created the internet, the system admits they're going to now, the designer humans, they're going to decide. And that's what they're saying. They're saying if a child has any health problems or even doesn't, if you just want to kill your kid up to age 3, kill them. And that's in prestigious bioethics reports. You saw that in national news. The London Telegraph picked it up. Daily Mail picked it up. Associated Press picked it up after we reported it. And you know, some of the U.S. news was like, well, yeah, I mean, kill kids up to 3. Because humans are trash. I mean, the TSA takes your daughter and grabs her. I mean, they rip the colostomy bag off an old lady. They make an old lady, you know, take bandages off from her surgery. I mean, it's about, we're trash. Yeah, somebody died of a taser the other day. Yeah, you know, big deal. Yeah, okay, the cancer rate's up. There's too many people. You know, we have all these bioscientists, genetic engineers, who've on record said, well, okay, it's, yeah, GMO is sterilizing you. What do you think we designed it for? You think we just put one trait in there so it would grow quicker? We put other stuff in there. I mean, they can make crops grow HIV if they want. They can make crops grow chemicals. It's called pharmacological crops. And they're designing them, and you're eating a chemical bioweapon. And it's funny to them. I mean, it's the power trip. And I've been around these globalists. They sit there arrogant and snake-like, real cold-blooded, and they think you don't know. They think you're an animal, and your life means nothing. Let me tell you something. I'm not an animal. And you're an animal. You're a dirty, filthy animal, Bill Maher. You're not a human being. The type of stuff you're pushing is what Hitler did. And it's what the Soviets, who were eugenicists, did. And it's what Mao did. And it's what murders hundreds of millions of people and ruins civilizations. Hey, I want to be out on the freeway. I want less people. Well, you know what? How about then you kill yourself, Bill Maher? Now, I'm not saying Bill Maher should actually kill himself, but if he's saying little babies need to die... And he's saying he wants to kill people because there's some people on the highway. Bill Maher, you kill yourself, okay? before you call for dead children, before you call for all this crud. You kill yourself, Bill Maher. Bill Maher, you're a danger to humanity. You're a threat to humanity. You hear that, everybody? Bill Maher is a threat to humanity. And what he's surfacing there is what his cult's all about. Okay, and they're all over the place shooting their mouths off. I can tell you how many times I've been talking to an abortionist or one of their supporters, and they'll look over and go, we're going to get rid of these blacks, and there's nothing you're going to do. You know, I played those clips on air. But the truth is, they just pick a group they think people want to kill. The truth is, they just want to kill. They just want to kill, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they're into. They're into death. Well, you know what? I'm not into death. I'm into life. But what's sick is they put people on welfare to make them the blobs they say they are, to get them dependent so they can then sell the idea of killing them. It's sick. The truth is they want to dominate everybody, dumb everybody down so they can control the future destiny of humanity. This is the ultimate act of selfishness. Tear down humanity instead of building it up. Disgusting, Bill Maher. Disgusting. Disgusting. And I think God's going to judge Bill Maher for his insolence and his arrogance. It's one thing to do evil, but I found if you brag about it, studied history, I've studied the way things work. It's like saying not even God can sink the Titanic and it sinks on its maiden voyage. Bill Maher, I'm not cursing you because only God does that. But well, you're cursed to hell. There's no doubt about that. You love evil. You love hurting the little ones. But let me tell you something, pal. Let me tell you something, pal. I wouldn't want to be you when you meet your maker. And I know people that have had dinner with you privately and tell me about the stuff you say. I know you hate God. You hate God. It's not that you don't believe in God. You hate God because you've turned your heart to evil instead of turning your heart towards what's good. Ugh. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul Watson. Paul, this report, you found it. A listener, I guess, sent you a tip. There's no news on this. This is a big deal to say we need to promote a culture of death, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, Alex, that you mentioned before that this is a new cult, because most people think the Manson family cult ended about 34 years ago. It actually didn't, because Charlie Manson, who of course masterminded all those murders, his followers carried them out, he morphed into a kind of New Age guru who proselytized about global warming and overpopulation, and he attracted a whole new cult of followers based on that meme. And so I guess Bill Maher is one of them, because the context of this discussion on the Star Talk radio show with, as you said, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is a humanist and an astrophysicist, was global warming, it was overpopulation, and then it ended up with Bill Maher basically admitting that he wants to promote death, he wants to promote suicide, abortion, the death penalty, simply because it's going to get rid of more people and make his life more convenient. But as you mentioned before with the UN population figures, the people who make this argument about overpopulation do it completely out of their own egotistic convenience, because the actual figures show that by 2020, the population replacement rate of 2.1 is going to level off. And by the 2050, we're going to have a massive depopulation crisis, which is why countries like Russia in a mad scramble trying to encourage their population to have children, because it's going to be a demographic crisis coming up in the next couple of decades. And even in places like Brazil, Indonesia and India, their fertility rates are rapidly declining. We all know why. And now people in those countries, which obviously you would expect that overpopulation would be the concern, now there's concern in even those countries that the drop in fertility is going to cause a depopulation crisis. And that's the UN, that's not me saying that, that's the UN Population Division's own figures saying
and
that.
And it's what the White House science are called for in eco-science. They're adding stuff to food and water. And we've got just countless bioscientists, genetic engineers, and ethicists going, yeah, we need this. Yeah, we're sterilizing you. And the thing is, it's happening to the yuppies, too, that think it's a great idea, when the West is going to be completely gone. I mean, the West is dying.
Exactly. That's why everybody's saying you've got to have kids. They're giving people benefits to have kids in Russia. And then on the flip side, you've got people like Bill Gates saying that he's going to use vaccines to reduce population.
And then the crowd at TED TV goes, ha, 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 when he shows the graph of bringing humans down to zero, because it's all so cold-blooded, hidden in plain view. just like the guys on C-SPAN saying, let's stage false flags. I mean, they operate like we're zombies and don't hear them.
Well, they know that most people are sitting there watching sitcoms for 6 hours a night and they're not really paying attention, so they think they can get away with it. But, yeah, I mean, Bill Gates obviously, again, saying, yeah, we're going to have death panels and we're going to restrict end-of-life care for the elderly because that money can be better spent. So both in terms of vaccines and restricting end-of-life care, he's saying, let's just kill people. And that's precisely the rhetoric being echoed by Bill Maher in this clip.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We're going to break here in a moment, Paul. Other points you're going to add when we come back in a final segment with you ahead of more calls?
Well, just the fact that the whole population reduction scam is exactly that. It's a complete myth. People have bought into it for their own selfish reasons, and it's simply not true.
Well, yeah, and at its heart, it's the ultimate form of selfishness and trendy classism to just, I mean, I've sat there and watched environmentalists at national parks look at everyone and go, people shouldn't even be allowed here. It's just a power trip.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Of death who are promoting the police state, but collectivism in the way of helping people. They always want you to have health care government run because they care about you. You know, what they want is the government run your health care so they can euthanize your butt. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath. Government run health care means eugenics health care. And everything you heard out of Mars mouth is a Malthusian statement. You know, there's a reason we don't want to abort children that have Down syndrome, because we know that's how it started in Nazi Germany. Then it's going to be a child who's got a deformed foot. Then it's going to be, I can't tell you how many people with handicaps, how many people with problems end up being hyper-intelligent in other ways and delivering such amazing gifts to humanity. And what you do to the least of these, you've done to me. And if you don't believe the Bible, folks, look, when you have this barbarous attitude, civilization collapses. And I'm sick of all of the liberals saying they're liberal when I've been around them. They're not liberals, folks. They are sick, twisted, hateful, demonic trash. Oh, they make me sick. They are, and the fact that they're so camouflaged and are just, they're demons is what they are. They think there's no God, but when you really get into it, they're always into the occult. And they really are occultists. Well, they're Satanists is what they are. Bill Maher is a pig-like Satanist, even if he doesn't consciously say that. Bill Maher is everything for me. I want everybody dead so the highway's wide open for me, because I'm a pig. I'm ranting, Paul. Make your point. Will you add, I know we've had the clips, I forget the name of the big population study group that has the black and white, you know, YouTube videos with accurate numbers showing how society's going to collapse. We don't at least have two children. Well, it's 2.2 for every two adults. You need a little extra for those that die in wrecks and things. But you add into the population collapse that's happening in the Western world. I mean, we're entering a road warrior scenario here. All of the demographers say. But meanwhile, we have demographers and articles saying world government cut off the food, sterilize the people. That was in the news yesterday. I mean, it's so crazy, Paul.
Well, yeah, it was a UN blueprint from 2 years ago. They said, look, global warming is being discredited. We need to replace it with this overpopulation. So that's exactly what they've done. And it's neo-eugenics, isn't it? Because you mentioned a minute ago about Nazis. Well, of course, the Nazis got it from the British. And you can pick up this at numerous different strands. But one I find interesting is here in Britain, they have all these magazine articles encouraging women in their 20s to get sterilized before they're 30.
And it's so sexy. You've done articles. It's so cool to get sterilized. Don't just get your tubes tied. Go all the way. Cut the ovaries out. Really show us you're a feminist. Ugh, yeah. Yeah, cut out the jewel of creation. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's all being run by Marie Stopes International. And who was Marie Stopes? Well, she was a feminist in the 1920s, 1930s, who wrote love letters to Adolf Hitler, advocating that the poor of character, drunkards and disease people, be sterilized. And she actually attended the Nazi Congress on Population in Berlin in 1935. So she's this big feminist icon hero in Britain. They put her on the stamps. Their organization offers sterilization for women. And she, in fact, went on to leave most of her estate to the Eugenics Society, which later became the Galton Institute. And the Galton Institute today is involved in family planning facilities in the third world. So we all know what that means. So you can trace it right back to the Nazis. You can trace it back to
the
British.
And let's get one thing clear for even the racister people out there. Even if you want to kill brown people and you think, you know, get rid of them or whatever, they're killing you, moron. The globalists don't want you either. You're being hit by it all too, idiots. Idiots. There's all these people that think they're part of the power structure when you're not.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.